Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with the kind of detail that actually helps you decide whether to put money on the line. Today we're diving deep into America's Car-Mart, ticker CRMT, a buy-here-pay-here used car retailer that's been through the ringer lately. Let's kick things off with the big picture. CRMT operates roughly 154 dealerships concentrated in the South Central United States, selling older used vehicles to customers who often can't get traditional financing. The model relies on in-house lending, which brings both high margins on the financing side and elevated credit risk when the economy softens. The company was founded back in 1981 and is headquartered in Rogers, Arkansas. Under CEO Douglas Campbell, it continues to focus on that core segment of the market, though recent results show just how sensitive the business is to used car prices, customer default rates, and overall consumer spending power. With about 2,280 full-time employees, it's a lean operator, but one that carries a heavy debt load relative to its equity base. On the revenue side, fiscal 2024 broke down with sales of used autos at roughly $987 million, service contract sales adding another $84 million, wholesale third-party revenue near $40 million, and payment protection plan revenue around $35 million. That mix highlights how much of the top line still comes from simply moving metal, while the financing and protection products provide the higher margin kicker the model depends on. Earnings have been all over the map. Fiscal 2024 delivered positive net income of about $17.9 million, an EPS of 2.38 after a rough fiscal 2023 that posted a $31 million loss. Gross margins have held in the mid-30s recently, but operating leverage is thin and credit costs can swing results dramatically from one year to the next. Management commentary from the Q3 fiscal 2025 call pointed to an 8.7% revenue increase and emphasized efforts to strengthen the capital structure while navigating softer demand. They highlighted ongoing initiatives around customer service and inventory discipline, though the tone also acknowledged the need for additional covenant relief from lenders to keep executing the plan. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets stood near $1.61 billion at the end of fiscal 2024, with total liabilities of about $1.04 billion, leaving stockholders' equity around $570 million. Cash flow from operations turned negative at $48.8 million, reflecting the capital tied up in the loan portfolio. The current ratio sits at 1.37, and debt to equity is just under 2.0, so leverage is elevated, but not yet at crisis levels, provided the lender group stays supportive. At the current price, near $2.40, the market is pricing in a lot of skepticism. Using rough multiples on normalized earnings and cash flow generation, the model puts fair value somewhere in the low teens range at best, but that estimate moves quickly if credit losses spike or used car values keep sliding. Right now, the stock is trading well below even conservative scenarios. Strengths include the established dealership footprint and the integrated financing model that can generate solid gross margins when credit performs. Weaknesses center on high customer default risk and thin liquidity. Opportunities lie in operational improvements and potential strategic alternatives now under review. Threats are dominated by macroeconomic pressure on subprime borrowers and the ongoing securities investigations that have already triggered multiple class action probes. Performance has been brutal. The shares are down more than 95% over the past year and nearly 98% over 5 years. Massively underperforming both the auto dealership industry and the broader consumer cyclical sector. Short-term charts show continued volatility around the lender amendment news and legal headlines, with volume spikes on those announcements. Wrapping up, CRMT is a high-risk turnaround story that hinges on stabilizing credit metrics, securing permanent capital solutions, and proving the business model still works in today's environment. The recent lender agreement buys time for the strategic review, but investors need to watch default trends and any resolution on the legal overhang very closely. As always, do your own due diligence and consider how much volatility you can stomach before putting capital to work. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.